Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Bill DeVries from the Rotary Club of Wawa. The Rotary online auction is coming up very soon. Let's talk about that. Let's start by reminding people just generally, what is the online auction?
The online auction is actually a version of what used to be our radio auction. We used to have a live radio auction with people coming into the arena and whatever function room we had before that. Coming with COVID, we were no longer able to do that, so we decided to do an online auction, which is more up-to-date in any case. It's our main fundraiser for the year, almost our only fundraiser for the year. Most of the money is going towards a number of charitable purposes.
Let's talk a little bit more about what it supports in a moment, but remind people, how does it work?
There's a number of places where you can sign into it. Jam FM has got one of the links published on their website. The Rotary Club has a website as well as on Facebook. The links are there. You click on the link and it automatically directs you to the Octria auction site. The auction is run on a site operated by Octria. That's spelled A-U-C-T-R-I-A. If you need to, you can always Google that as well. Once you click on the link, you will be directed to put in your name and address, and there's some other information. You will not be asked for a credit card number because we collect all our funds in cash personally. Based on last year, we had 189 items we auctioned off. We're still collecting merchandise and donations from around town, so we'll probably have something similar. A lot of it is gift certificates from businesses and even more actual merchandise from a whole variety of businesses. The material is displayed on online site in terms of a picture and a description of each item. Some of the items will be on display at the Fenelon's Pharmacy, and we may find other places to display it. You bid on the auction. It runs for 7 days. It starts on the 19th and it ends on the 25th at 10 o'clock. You have all that time to bid, and you could bid, say, on the 19th, and you could go back on the 20th and find out somebody outbid you, and you have your chance to increase the bid. And you can keep doing that until the auction closes at 10 o'clock on the 25th.
You're saying that you were still gathering some. Could more items be added over that week that bidding's open as well, or will it be locked in just before that opens?
There is a possibility that somebody may contribute something during the week that the auction is actually being run. It has happened in the past. This will be our fourth year of doing the online auction. As I said, it's happened once or twice in the past. The other thing that might happen is some of them have minimum opening bids. Merchants have asked us to put on there. We may change those towards the end if there's no bids. They're known to happen.
You mentioned that you'll be collecting the funds people owe in cash. That's going to be a pickup. The information is on that website, I assume.
The information is on the website. We will be holding basically a general pickup day. We're using St. Monica's Church because they happen to have a convenient downtown Broadway location. Some meeting rooms in the back that we're able to access for storage and to get together with whoever picks them up. So at that time, we will set somebody up with a cash box and we will collect the money and we will have all the merchandise there. So you walk in, pay whatever merchandise you won, and you walk away with it.
As you mentioned earlier, this supports charitable efforts from the Rotary Club. Could you just highlight some of the types of things that the funds are used for?
They're used for a large variety of things. In the past year, for example, we have, from a charitable point of view, purchased a couple of hospital beds for seniors who were in need. We've installed a couple of chair lifts or stair lifts, whatever they're called, again, for seniors. Our primary focus has always been on children, but it has changed a little in the last few years as the population got older and the children got older and there were fewer small kids. However, we're getting back to there being more smaller kids in town as well. We have outfitted minor hockey teams with equipment. We bought a full set of goalie equipment to be shared among a number of minor hockey teams. There's, I think, two different sizes. Skate sharpening equipment for minor hockey as well as figure skating. We have sent money over to a number of the schools for trips, for bursaries, We've sponsored students to go to specific functions. We've donated to the hospital that I know of, $2,000. We get a lot of requests, and if it's reasonable, we will support it. Based on last year, we hope to take in about $18,000 off the Rotary online auction. It is our main fundraiser. We do raise other monies, primarily through the sale of Nevada tickets at Circle K.
Hopefully there's a lot of support. Again, you said it starts the 19th, runs through to the night of the 25th. Octria.com, links on our website, on Facebook, lots of places to get there.
Correct.
Once again, that is Bill DeVries from the Wawa Rotary Club joining us for Tam Talkard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.